The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Is today the best day? We all about it. Really, Buddy the Elf.
Why?
I don't, because you're here, Gabe's here, Josh is here.
Let me just say one thing about me. I'm a mess. I'm a complete mess.
Tell me more.
He's falling apart.
First, last week, I blew up my bursa sack in my elbow, which I've done like four times.
All right, R.I.P. to Chewy sack.
Thank you. I love how you jumped in the text chain and said that you blew out your sack, and we were like,
yeah, blew it out again.
Sounds like a personal problem. Then you explained that you meant your bursa sack. It's on your elbow, right? Because you got bursa
in
your knee.
Well, all the joints, yeah. It's essentially water. Remember, water on the knee was the big thing. That's popping a bursa sack. So 3:15 is over.
You've played Operation, haven't you, Gabe?
I don't think the bursa sack was in, unless they do the, is that
water
the advanced
the
level?
Knee?
Yeah,
right.
Is that the advanced level?
So then I tried going into the gym yesterday and doing it.
Wait, so you're actually done? You're never going to bench 315?
Done, over, grow up. That's what my boys told me, and I agree. It's stupid, because that's part of the problem.
Peter Pan, Count Chocula.
And then went to Key West, which I told you guys. Woke up Saturday morning, my ass was killing me. Like, I fell. You know, the butt bruise and all this. No one would tell me what happened. And I wasn't that schnocked. I was schnocked, but it was not that schnocked.
Just clearly you were, buddy. You were. If you don't remember.
Mm-mm.
Just when I thought he has reached the end of the different ways and different words to use for when you're hammered, he comes up with another one.
I feel like you need a list in your computer. Can you start a list?
That needs to be the new one, yes.
Schnocked.
I think I know what happened, but.
You think you know what
happened. I can't prove it.
Let me ask you a question. Why won't they tell you? Are they guilty? Culpable?
No, I think it involves my wife.
Guilty? Culpable?
She took the fifth. I was schnocked to the point where there was probably some massive snoring. You know?
Uh-huh.
And if you roll onto your side, right?
What's right there? Boom, target.
Your butt. But there's a part when you lay on your side that's pretty close to the bone, and that's where it hurts.
So what you think happened is you were snoring
and I wouldn't wake up, and I literally woke up the next morning and I'm like, I can't walk.
Wait, so
I can't walk.
So what you
what
just think
happened?
Did you just like speed bag your butt? Just
no,
this
that's
is
a kick.
Jen, no.
That's a kick.
Oh,
this
that's
is
a
just
kick.
Like
in the butt she kicked you. I mean, allegedly
think?
I think it's a kick. I think she was banging. Not the kind that you like, but the kind that you don't like.
Oh, there was no
He was too schnocked.
Not schnocked. Yeah.
And hi, Joshy.
Hi.
What's
good
going
to
on?
See you.
Oh, you're just moving some stuff around? Okay. Good to see you, bud. wanders into the studio.
Is it justified?
He just caught my ear and told me to move.
He was talking.
So it's Thunderdome in here now. I leave for 2 months and everyone just does whatever the hell they want.
I thought he was going to jump in on the conversation, but no, he's just over there adjusting microphones and whatnot. Okay. So I believe that she kicked you.
I think
happened.
Ah, that could be.
Right?
Yeah.
After you kind of jostle enough, if you get woken up several times, right? It's very disruptive. It's very upsetting, frustrating. I think she probably booted you in the butt.
I think you're right. But
I don't know.
Here's the deal.
How much leverage are you getting on a kick when you're laying down in bed?
Oh, when you're on your back and you do one of these things?
Oh, if you
with
drop
the hamstrings involved?
Oh, you drop the leg like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. But that's fine. That's fine. But I gave her an early Christmas gift. Not a post schnock, but a the set of that noise canceling things.
Uh-huh. Headphones.
But they play music. It's weird.
That's what headphones do.
No. But I thought noise canceling is just totally quiet.
What do you mean they play music?
You think? Do you think you bought her earmuffs? What?
No, but I can hear like this dentist office music when I'm sleeping in the middle of the night. It's like,
are they whales? It sounds like you're calling whales.
But could you sleep to that?
I mean, some people do. Like, my wife has a noise machine. You know, she's kind of making the white noise when we go to bed at night.
What does it sound like?
just white noise. Just it's like a whoosh.
Like waves? Like a
no, it's just kind of consistent, like.
It just simulates like a fan noise. Like,
yeah.
I can't sleep without a fan noise. I have a really hard time. To the effect of when we lost power in our house one time, I had to put my headphones on and turn on a fan noise.
I thought you were going to say you made Mussolini do the...
blows my ear.
No, I pulled out...
Can you imagine?
I pulled out my AirPods and then put on an 8-hour video of fan noises.
That exists?
Yes.
I bet that sucker's got a ton of views.
Oh, well,
I bet there's a lot of people out there like Joshy who need sound. My dad famously couldn't sleep without having a TV on. Drove my mom crazy.
I have to sleep with a fan.
That's what he was just saying.
Yeah.
But is it because you need the noise or is it because of the temperature?
My ears ring 24/7, so same. If I don't have noise, then I'm listening to
the
ringing.
The tinnitus, the
So the top one here, really awesome fan sound for sleep, posted 9 years ago that is 10 hours long.
That's it.
91 million views.
Holy cow.
So just so you know, because you can monetize all of your videos, right?
Uh-huh.
They are just raking in the dough.
Oh, yeah.
From people like Joshy, from people like Chew, who can't sleep without sound, and maybe their noise machine goes out, maybe their power goes out, maybe they're traveling and you can't lug that sucker with you where you're going. So you just pull up that video, 91 million views later, that's what do they call that? Passive income.
Yeah.
That is passive income right there. Good for them. So did you have fun in Key West? Did you have a good time?
It's like a poor man's Nashville. Music's not as good, but I think they rage a little harder, which is hard to believe. I'm done with my Florida friends. I needed to come home. Now, this weather sucks.
Wait, first of all, it's 45 degrees or 40 degrees today.
Yeah, like,
this is beautiful.
This has been beautiful
from
what we've had.
December Wisconsin weather?
But why do you need to...
They drink too much. It's like vacation down there. So
that's not pot calling the kettle black there.
I said, do not call me Monday to Thursday. Your text and or your calls will not be answered. I don't want to hear from you. Leave me alone.
Wait a minute. What do you care how much they drink?
Because they bring you down and I'm weak.
What's wrong with
peer pressures? Yes. Chewy's very susceptible to peer pressure. Is what we're learning.
At least you admitted that. Because again, I can go out with people who drink heavily, who like to booze it up, but I have my one beverage and I kind of nurse that for an hour or two and then I go grab some water. I've willpower is what it's called, Chewy. I should introduce you to it.
I've never been sick of wine in my life. I really don't want any until Thursday.
Until Thursday. Look at that. It's like...
Well, I haven't seen the Blammer in
we got a Blammer Thursday. You can't skip over that.
And you know what? That guy gets kudos. He took in all the Christmas presents that were delivered to the house. And
aww,
they were
a nice
so
neighbor.
I got to get him a good
I
little
love
present.
That.
Well, I know what I'm getting him, but I got to get him something more.
Okay, a little something more.
I brought him back hundreds, which he's going to like.
Wait, what?
Gabe knows what I'm talking
hundreds?
About. Yeah.
Like... Dollar bills, but hundreds?
Milligrams.
Now, wait, time out.
Are you
were
good?
Were you with him immediately? I had no idea.
Yeah.
No, Josh is naughty as
normally they're 50s, Jen. He's getting the hundreds.
Merry Christmas. You filthy animals.
Which is kind of disgusting because all he does is walk around in gym shorts. That is not a good look.
It's not good for anyone.
I want to get an update on Emoji Girl. Emoji Lady. You had a friend who you said you only allowed her to talk in emojis at some point.
Yeah.
How did it go? Did she get that distinction?
Nope.
Did you make her, did you bestow her Emoji Girl early in the trip or did you let her go?
Well, I told you how she found out because
the radio?
One of the rats ratted me out to her.
Is she talking about it on the radio?
She was acting mad and she really wasn't. She was MVP.
So she enjoyed that you were talking about her on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, so now... Once she found out that you bestowed her Emoji Girl, what was her reaction? Was she okay with it? Did she tone it down a little?
She got close, but never close to getting put in jail. Yeah.
And Gabe, just remind everybody what we're talking about here, in case they missed.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Really?
Oh, you weren't. He wasn't here.
Oh, God, listen to this.
So she talks a lot, which she knows, but she was very good on this trip. So one time she just wouldn't stop. There's nothing worse than watching a football game and having someone talk nonstop.
Oh, that's right? That is your biggest thing. You hate it.
So I put her in emoji jail where she couldn't talk. She could only use hand signals. Yeah. And she voluntarily went in.
Oh, you didn't even have to have the bailiff escort her in?
No, no.
Can you imagine that conversation? Yeah. Like, I am fly on the wall as Chewie is conveying to this woman in his social circle, by the way. Not just some rando at a bar who's like popping over. No, this is a friend of his, and he decided...
you can't talk to me anymore.
You're in emoji jail. You can only use hand signals and going she took forward.
And I think her husband was ecstatic that I did it.
You know who her husband is, Gabe? One of Chewie's most least creative nicknames ever? Angry.
Oh!
It's angry. Yeah. And I gave him that the second I met him.
Why?
I'm like, because he's angry.
Always?
Yeah, always. Yeah.
What a way to go through life.
It's entertaining. For you. Us.
It's going to send him to an early grave, though. You can't be like that all the time. It really jams you up. Well, we are happy that you are back. Did you have a reaction to the Packers game the other night? We didn't get a chance to get your thoughts.
It was probably the best game they played all year in the most difficult situation. I'm not putting them elite. They're not elite yet. I mean, I watched Detroit-Buffalo. I watched Philly-Pittsburgh. They're trending. I will say they're trending, but it's all gonna depend on Minnesota. Because me and Gabe, we're in agreeance.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota's good. It's time to call them good.
Last night against the Chicago Bears is what did it for you? That's what tipped the scales? You were on the fence, but then you watched them beat up on the lowly Bears and were like, oh, you know what? This is a good team.
They did play the Bears, the best out of all three in the division.
As of late.
Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Packers beat them on a last-second field goal. Lions took them at the overtime. So they did play the Bears the best.
So they got dragged down to their opponent's level the least.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing from you, right? Because that's what we think happens when you play the Bears. Like, you go into it going, oh, this is going to be messy. And
they only beat them by 3 points 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that was 3 weeks
ago. Yeah, then they redeemed themselves.
This is how I see it, all right? Because I watch...
Keep up, Josh. Come on.
I haven't really watched a lot of Minnesota, but I'm not putting them elite. I'm not putting the Packers elite. I watch Buffalo. Detroit is getting decimated on defense, but they can...
And offense. You see the Montgomery news?
That's not a big deal because this time of year, Swift can carry the load. Well, I mean, Josh Jacobs can carry the load.
Jameer Gibbs.
Yeah,
and he can't. David Montgomery's
I'm not listening to you today because I got nauseated by all the flipping text and the text chains that might as well give him the Lombardi trophy now.
Also, one important thing you forgot. Who won the week? Who won the week in
picks?
That's
my first loss, and you nailed it. You did a good job.
Be careful. Josh, you be careful. He's going to put you in emoji jail. It's trending that way. I don't know if you're checking up on it. But
you know how funny it was when I was sending those?
He was doing it to agitate me. I guess
not. She was going to hate
totally knew that. You notice how I responded? I did. I just let it go. And I went over to my phone every time. I'm like...
What'd you just turn? Just turn to Mussolini and go, hey, Chewie's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself in emoji jail.
So I see it like this. If they beat Minnesota, and they don't have to just beat them, then I'll move you into elite. You know what? Whoever wins that game, I'll move into elite. Because the problem with Detroit is they can score at will. They really can't.
They can't stop anybody right now.
No, but they lost their, I don't know his name, but a pretty good D lineman. ACL. And Philly's good.
They are good. I agree.
Philly is good.
Philly's the most complete team in the NFL.
But they've had problems too. There was that little bit of like back and forth and drawing. And again.
Oh, yeah.
And then how did they respond?
Yeah. They looked very good. Yes.
290 passing yards and 110 passing
yards. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
He was justified. I mean, I hate dumb players. I hate playing with dumb players when that D lineman clocked the smaller kid upside the head on punt. Just stupid. Just dumb. I hate stupid people and stupid players, even if I'm one of them.
How long ago was it that Joshy said pot calling the kettle black? Because it all comes back around, doesn't it, Joshy?
I like the direction they're going. The defense looks good. They look more aggressive. So we're going to see where this thing. This is a layup game this week. I wouldn't even mind if they rested guys this week. If you're not going to rest them against the Bears, then rest them against the Saints because you're not winning the division, and it doesn't matter.
You are real into that resting of players towards the end of
No.
I mean, I
know how you feel at this 100%, point in the season.
I trust your judgment on that for sure, and the season is longer now than it was when you were playing. However, you just don't see that many teams do it, particularly when you haven't locked up the playoff spot yet.
Well, that's it. We can have that conversation, Chu, after they've locked up a playoff berth. Until you've locked up a playoff berth, I don't think you can. You just have to win one of the last three.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you bleep around and find out, right? Like, oh, let's rest our guys against the Saints. Oh, crap, we lost that game. Well, I guess we got to win at Minnesota. Crap, we lost that game. And then you find yourself in a win-and-in situation in the last week of the season.
You know, I know we're long and we're up against it, but I tell you, I do not want to play Washington, and I do not want to play Tampa Bay.
Fair enough.
I don't want to play them.
We got a lot of stuff to get to this morning, and you sort of teased that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of national pundits who are picking the Packers. The biggest question I saw yesterday circling on a lot of the national radio programs, national television shows, who's the scary team? Gabe, I believe we touched on this, right? I saw Mike Golic Jr. putting out there that the Rams right now are the team you don't want to play in the NFC. Well, I got a whole list of national voices that say, no, Sean McVay, it is not your Rams. It is the Green Bay Packers. We will get to that sound right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Great to have the whole gang back together. We roll on right after this.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? A succession plan that benefits business owners and employees. From full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing, ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Check, check, 1, 2. Can't really hear myself. Now I can hear myself. So Chewy said, headed into the break, that he's got these tears. This is not breaking news. This is not new information. Chewy always
we
tears.
Have breaking news.
The tears, the teams. When I said tears, I was thinking, wah, different tears. Exactly. So he's got the Eagles and the Lions in the top tier. And then you said, Chu, that whoever wins the Vikings-Packers game, not this week, but the following, you are going to bump up to the top tier. Right now, after what you saw last night with the Vikings, how do you see that game shaking out?
Probably a lot like Green Bay-Detroit. Very close. One mistake, the other team will win. That's how I see it. Detroit, though, to me, just because of all their injuries, are kind of trending downwards.
100%.
Instead of up.
Yes.
So.
The question is this the breaking point?
Here's the problem, though. At what point in time do we say Minnesota's good? I mean,
well,
if you're going to say the Packers
are
good.
The Bears on Monday Night Football, well, I don't think.
I don't think anybody's saying they're not good. I think everybody's questioning. No. I think they're good. I don't think they're a top-tier team.
They're not a top-tier team, but I know if I asked you straight up who's better, the Packers or Minnesota, you'd say Green Bay.
No, I'd put them in the same thing. I want to see it again.
Okay.
And I think your point of whoever wins that game gets the bump up is great, because at that point, the most recent team to win would be the team you would pick to be above where everyone else is.
Correct.
In like the wild card in the West and the South and all those.
Here's my concern. This is my concern. We're getting way too high. We're getting way too high. We are. And
wait.
The fear of that is if something happens in Minnesota that's not good, sloppy, then we're going to get too low. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Just there let the damn thing take its course.
Fantastic.
But am I right, Gabe? No. Let's say they lose 30-17 to Minnesota.
That wouldn't feel good.
No, but
that would take away the.
But it's fine.
Hot team. Nobody wants to face.
But this, oh, which by the way, we're going to get to in a minute. I got a whole list of sound here of people who are saying that the Green Bay Packers are the team that nobody wants to face headed into the playoffs. But Chew, this feels to me like you're getting into your player mindset, which is great because you are the former player. Mm-hmm. I love that you bring that to the table. But when you're over here spouting about how great the Eagles are, you're not worried about too high, too low. You're just telling us you're watching the Eagles on the field and you think they're the best team in the NFC. The only reason you won't say that about the Packers, and they have their warts, they have their flaws, they have things that we still want them to clean up and get better at, is because you're worried it's going to affect their psyche? Like, that's what it feels
because
like to me.
Detroit probably needed a reset, right? Teams, you need a reset. No, I know they need defensive players, but we had our reset back in the day when we won the Super Bowl. Our reset was the St. Louis game where we were losing at halftime to a crappy team. We knew we were not trending in the right direction. We were beat up and hurt. Team meeting, like, we're winning out. We're winning out. You know? So I'll be interested to see how Detroit, because they're going to have to pivot. They're going to have to be like, we got to score 35 every week. Every week we
sometimes
have to score 35.
Enough.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't good enough last week.
You know?
Yeah, but you also ran up against the buzzsaw, the team.
Yeah,
that's
Kansas
performing.
City kind of going through a reset because I don't think Mahomes, certainly not going to play on Saturday, I don't think. And he might not play the following Wednesday. So there's your reset. Then you go like, okay, now it's go time. Now, it's not ideal if the Packers went into Minnesota and lost because it's kind of late for a reset. I'm hoping that Detroit was the reset because you can win out. You can get hot and go from there.
Well, they are hot.
They are hot.
That's what I would say. That's where they've sort of started stacking the successes. And we broke it down yesterday talking about the things that they still need to sort of focus on, the things that could still jam them up. Gabe, give me the Timothy Chalamet yeet, skirt, 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 yeet, skirt, skirt.
So second half, they started, Chewy, the possessions against the Seahawks. Punt, field goal, punt, fumble, punt, downs. Those were their first six possessions in the second half.
Yeah.
But I do think right now they're hot. I do think right now that they are trending upward. The trajectory is...
Wait, one win makes you hot?
I wouldn't use hot. I would say trending because they still only had 369... And like I said, 350 is good. When you hit 350, that's good. 400 is like, all right, now we're going. I'm still waiting for that 340, 360-yard passing day.
But that was dependent on the defense not really holding up its end of the donkey. The defense did in this past game against Seattle. What was the numbers? What were the defensive numbers, Gabe, that we were talking about? Was the pressures and...
Oh, they had 12 quarterback hits, 7 sacks.
So, Chew, my point is, like, if you can be a more balanced team,
and
I'm not talking about run-pass, I'm talking about offense, defense, if you can be more balanced that way and have the defense sort of take care of things, that's the issue that Detroit is going to have. You mentioned it. They're going to have to win 35 points, 40 points, because the defense right now is going to get gashed up and down the field. We're going to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and I want to get to the sound, try to get back on the clock a little bit here. But I have a long list, and then I heard Jeff Saturday this morning when he was asked, what's the team that you think could get hot and go on a run that you don't want to face if you're an opponent? He picked the Green Bay Packers. So we will run through this list. We will get Chewy sufficiently agitated at all of the people who are blowing up the Packers right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
X Golf, located at American Family Field, is open year-round. It's such a unique space because you get to go inside American Family Field. It's located up there in left field. You get to see everything going on in the stadium while you play your round of golf. I love going there, play league there every Wednesday night because I enjoy working on my game in the offseason. But it's also a great, unique space with their full bar and menu. You can get lessons during the offseason with their PGA Pro, my guy, Andy Barrett. So, you know, make sure when you go there, check out everything that they have to offer. Maybe host your next event at American Family Field and the X Golf inside of it. Book your sim today. X Golf, AmFamField.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right?
Yeah.
Kinda like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh?
Yeah. But that's all part of
you
taking the
I'm
training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sportsbook is upping its game and a major move for all the sports bettors out there. Now you can use your rewards card at most self-service kiosks and at the betting counter. You can bet on your favorite sports and earn reward points along the way. Now that is a winning play. Bet above the rest. Learn more at paysbig.com/sportsbook. We'll be out at the Sportsbook on Wednesday night for the weekly wager. Still absolutely dominating the field with my picks. And
where'd you go with this last week?
I wasn't there.
Oh.
You know, I was in California.
Kind of sound like me. Dominating picks everywhere. Although I lost this week. That's fine.
Yeah, you can't win every week.
It's okay.
It's good for you. Now you get to reset.
It's a reset.
It's a reset for you. You get to reset the mind. Now you'll be ready to make your pick when the Packers play the Saints.
Well, I'm picking them to win. I can tell you that right now.
Well, yeah, but that's not the important part. The important part's the score and how you come to that conclusion.
I will tell you this, Chew. A lot of people were oding you last night, the ode to Chew last night, because they were saying they wanted the Vikings-Bears game to end in a 3-2. 3-2 win for the Bears because no one wanted either team to win that game, although we would have taken a win by the Bears in order to give the Vikings a loss. So I got this long list here of people who are buying the Packers right now. So Joshy's playing a little Price is Right music. Let's begin with Mina Kimes. Come on down. You're the first contestant on the Price is Right.
Matt LaFleur getting no love in Coach of the Year.
It's kind of one of those things where if you've been so good for so long, you don't get it right. Mm-hmm. With Matt LaFleur, who I believe maybe outside of Jim Harbaugh probably has the highest winning record as an active coach. It's actually historically good at this point. But you're looking at him, you're like, well, they were good last year. Well, then maybe you should have given it to him last year. Well, it was good, you know. But like when you step back and consider the job he's done transitioning this roster, incredibly young roster, and then, of course, shepherding in a new quarterback and dealing with the situation of Rodgers wanting out. I mean, it is really remarkable. And again, I think he's such a brilliant offensive play caller. I would put him up there with anyone in the league
He's not winning it. Kevin O'Connell's done not a much better job, but it has to go to him.
But that's only because Sam Darnold stunk, or at least people thought Sam Darnold stunk for a very long time. And now that he's had this resurgence, Kevin O'Connell is going to get credit for that.
Well, I mean, Coach of the Year is always, what are your expectations going in and how much did you exceed them?
Yeah.
The Vikings were picked to finish last in this division and right now are tied for first.
It's basically a most improved team award at this point.
Which it should be, right?
Look, you got to pick a point where you decide that it actually is the best coach.
Can we be consistent here, please? Can we please? Because the Brewers head coach or manager got named Coach of the Year because they were picked to be last and he made it the first. Can we have some measure of consistency here, please? Not when it just applies to your home state.
That's what I was just saying, Chew, is at some point you have to actually like draw the line between, okay, we have done it this way leading up to here, leading up to now. We don't love it, so we're going to pivot.
Well, but I don't know if they don't love it. I mean, we don't love it because it's not working out for LaFleur.
And I agree
now.
With her. I think LaFleur is a hell of a coach. I think he is a very, very good play
caller. So that gushing didn't bother you that much? That's like
What
is that on the gush scale?
Well, she loses points because she was insinuating that he should get Coach of the Year when he's not going to get it. That just ain't.
The big thing is
a team is 12-2. You have to talk about him a little bit. No one talks about Minnesota. Am I right?
Yes. Let's go to Colin Cowherd on the Herd. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
First two drives for Green Bay last night up in the Pacific Northwest. They ate up 10 minutes of clock. They took a lead. Game was over. And with the Lions, now Montgomery may not play for the rest of the year. The running back, they're losing multiple defensive players. I think Green Bay is the biggest obstacle for the Philadelphia Eagles to get to the Super Bowl. If you did any reseeding, I'd do Philly 1 and Green Bay 2. Detroit's falling apart. The Rams feel like they're one more draft away. The Vikings, Sam Darnold's never been to the playoffs. I find the Packers so easy to root for. They're such a smart, well-run business. Youngest team in the league. They develop quarterbacks better than any organization in the history of the National Football League. There's no crazy owner. You get incredibly high efficiency and virtually no ego. The Josh Jacobs move is just so Green Bay. Like everybody a year ago was like, stay away from running backs. And Green Bay said no.
Chewy, how do you feel about that gush fest?
I'm not ready to put them too. Like I said, it's trending, but if you look at the team stats of the last game, there are still room for improvement. There is. In order to get to a Super Bowl, that's got to be improved. Their third down, 5 of 12, that's right on the number, basically.
It's better.
That's better, but it's right on the number, you know, because Holmgren's always like, got to get the 40%. 40%, that's what it's got to be, which is, it's like the 350 mark. Mm-hmm. You want to be better than that. But there are some things. But they're trending. That's the important thing. They're trending in the right direction. And so, you don't want to play your best football right now.
Does that gush bother you? The gush by Colin Cowherd that just took a minute long.
I think two's a little aggressive. Two's a little aggressive. I still think Detroit, they play video game football. And they're good at it. 521. Josh, will you agree with me that Buffalo's better than Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, Josh. Take a minute.
Okay.
You didn't really consider that one as long as you probably needed to.
The word is trending. That's the word I'm going to use today.
All right. We got a couple more
word
here.
Of the day.
Yeah.
Damian Woody, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Should the Green Bay Packers be in that conversation?
Yes, they should. Definitely should. This is when we started to see it last year when Jordan Love started to get hot and started to play good football. I mean, they have got a defense that has some great young players. That Cooper kid, Evan yep. Williams, they're making big plays. I mean, it's running the football also with Josh Jacobs. How important is that, Wood? I mean, in terms of being at this time.
Green Bay has the most diverse running game in the league. The way their design and the things they're doing in their run game, no one's doing. And they run the football with authority. And when you're talking about a team that's going to go into the playoffs and could possibly go deep, that's a team right there in the Green Bay Packers. As long as their quarterback takes care of the football, you don't want to play the Green Bay Packers.
No,
That was also Teddy Bruschi in there talking about the Green Bay Packers on Get Up Chew. How do you feel about that gush fest?
That was fine. It's just, if I'm a coordinator, though, I mean, this sounds crazy. I'm making Green Bay throw the ball. Just damn. Because this team goes kind of
Isn't that what Seattle tried to do in the second half of the game?
Did it pretty successfully.
You know, if you can just limit him, because he's not Saquon Barkley. Can we agree with that?
Yeah.
He's not, but he's.
This is like him asking you if the Bills are better than the Seahawks.
Yes.
But
he's not the best running back in the league.
He's not the most physically gifted guy we've seen at that position.
But he drives the bus. They go as Jacobs goes. I mean, he's a hard runner. I like what he does. I mean, he's not going to go for 70. I'd like him to go for 70, but 13 to him is just like normal, you know? He does run hard. And early in that game where they were, you know, clearly going through him, he sets the tone. My concern is a defensive coordinator is going to go, let's make him throw the ball, load the box, nothing over the top, and go from there.
Gabe, are you surprised that none of these gush fests are getting to the big guy? I thought at least the accumulation, the combination of all of this would start to crack him a little bit. No, he's handling it well.
Yeah, but he's over there. I don't know if it's just like the cold up here. I mean, he's just sitting over there, hands in the hoodie pocket.
Cold.
He's just like, I don't know if he's just waiting for the segment to get over, so he's just letting everything just brush past him. I'm not quite sure what's
water
going on.
Water off a duck's back, yeah. If you will. All right, we've got one more here. Matt Hasselbeck, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
And I would say Matt LaFleur does not get enough credit for what he is as a football coach. He just kind of gets glossed over. He's like, oh, yeah, he's a Sean McVay guy, you know, like whatever. Like, no. He is a legitimate head football coach, both sides of the ball. He's done a great job bringing in Jeff Hafley to run the defense. They've been, you know, really, honestly, they've been the unsung team this season. Like, would we even just talk about their division? We talk about Detroit. We talk about Minnesota. And this is a team that's done it. You know, we talk about Detroit being banged up now. Green Bay was banged up. Now they're getting healthy. I think they're a dangerous team coming into the playoffs.
That's fair. And I'm with Hass. He doesn't get enough credit. He's very good. But like I said, I'm waiting. If you look at Detroit, not so much Philly, I'm waiting for that 400 yards of passing, because I think there is a game in the playoffs when you're playing three on the road and you get to a Super Bowl. Got to have a game like that. And even this week was 260, I think, you know, and they didn't need it. I'd just like to see it. Even if it's against New Orleans.
Well, and that kind of is the point that Gabe was making yesterday, which was step on the throat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you've got Seattle in a position, yeah, and you have the opportunity to continue pouring it on, to show that you have the capability of being that offensively dominated, Gabe would have liked to have seen that from the Packers on Sunday night.
I mean, how many 300-yard games does Jordan have this year?
I just pulled that up.
It's only one or two.
One versus the Vikings at 379. Yes. And then I am not seeing any others. Anybody want to cross-reference and check that map?
See, I want one of those, Jen, where it's not 28 to nothing, where they have to throw the ball. Even if it's this week, I don't care if you're playing the Saints.
32 completions on 54 attempts. 379 yards against the Vikings. Obviously, they lost that game by two.
Two.
Yeah. Well, I want to see one of those.
What? Explain to me what you're looking for there, because clearly that's not what the Packers want to do.
Well, right. they want to run the game.
They
might
game
be forced to do it though, Josh.
Right now, a game like that would be, as Chu likes to put it, your left hand, right? Because the right hand for the Packers is running the football. And good teams are going to make you play with your left hand. So he wants the Packers to prove that they can play with their left hand.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get that opportunity against the Saints?
I would like to see it.
Just air it out.
I mean, what's the line against the Saints? It's got to be 13 or something like that. It's got to be something obnoxious.
Gabe's going to Pato or going to one of our...
Yeah, I got you.
You know? I mean, you're going to beat them.
But again, if the game plan is the same against the Vikings... And again, that game was early in the season. They had not really established Josh Jacobs, I don't think, as kind of like their bell cow at that point.
What I'd like to see...
19 rushing attempts in that game. Looks like it's on the low end. 19 is on the low end, which makes sense because I just said they had 54 passing attempts in that game.
Yeah.
Packers are favored by 14.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, you know what? Show the ability to hit 270-yard over-the-top Christian Watson say, because that's going to...
70-yard pass? Yeah. Two of them?
Two of them.
You know why? Because the good teams in the playoffs are going to sit there and go, maybe we want to rethink loading the box and stopping Josh Jacobs because
they have
the ability to go over the top.
I kind of like that strategy. You're playing chess and not checkers a little bit here. You're using the Saints game to sort of establish an offense that the Vikings, et cetera, would have to defend against or at least prepare for when you play them the following week or anybody that you face in the playoffs. All right, I kind of am interested in that thought process. The last thing I want to do, though, guys, is play with your food. The last thing I want to do is for the Packers to deviate too far from what has been working for them in order to sort of set something up several plays down the road, several games down the road, and then find themselves in a situation where now they're scrambling to beat the lowly Saints. So it's a gamble, but I think if the Packers go out there and do what they have been doing, which is establish the run, continue to feed Josh Jacobs, hand him the rock, I think that will be the way that this game starts. And then if you have the luxury, Gabe, in the second half of messing around a little bit, then you can.
So let me get this straight. The Packers two options for you this week, big guy, are either rest the players or get 270-yard bombs. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what I want. It is Christmas.
One or the other.
It is Christmas.
One or the other.
Yes. I didn't take you for a style points guy.
This week he is.
Chef Ed weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, if Love throws for 400 yards, we will lose that game. That is not who we are. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still trying to figure out who we are, actually. You would think by now 4 years in, we would have figured that out. But nope, still a work in progress. You've heard me talk about Professional Construction Inc. over the years. I've enjoyed having them at my house, helping us with our home projects because we are not the most handy people. But the good news is we know people who are. That's Mike and Michelle and their team of fantastic workers at PCI. They can handle your next remodeling project, home addition, or maybe you're thinking about building a brand new home. The PCI team is here for you. Congratulations to PCI. They just celebrated their 20th anniversary this summer, and you know you don't reach a milestone like that unless you do exceptional work and you build great relationships. You can learn more about PCI at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. And tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Yes. Continue. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Share what was just said during the break, right? Yes, funny, no, maybe so.
Oh, I don't know what's... I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong about what Chewy just said.
All right, Chewy, so I was telling you,
yes.
We are planning a trip the week of Christmas, and we're taking Southwest, and you said that you have a phrase for the old Southwest. Yeah. What is it?
Well, as you know, if you've flown Southwest before, there's a plethora of wheelchairs that bring people onto the plane and sit them in the front and bypass the system.
Well, and, right, because you can't, because the wheelchairs go on before the A's go on, right? It's the cattle call to load the plane. So that's a, you're saying there's a lot of people in wheelchairs.
A lot of people that's, you know, sitting, you know, a lot of times we're A3 or 4 and we're sitting in the 11th row and it's kind of weird. We've seen this miracle a number of times where the stewardess says, people that need wheelchairs just sit and wait because they're not at the gate yet. And they all get off and walk off. It's a miracle! A miracle on Southwest! Yeah.
Especially this time of year. That just warms your heart.
I see a lot of that. So.
It just warms your heart.
God is great. He works in mysterious ways. It's wonderful.
So it's not so much the holy water. You just got to get on Southwest.
Exactly.
All of your issues will be. I love that so much. Yes, we'll be flying Southwest. I will be looking for the Southwest miracle on our plane when we land in Florida in just a few days. We've been talking about the Green Bay Packers, and Chewy had an interesting thought earlier on. I'm going to pull it up because we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. Your point is right now you've got tiers in the NFC, and in the top tier are the Lions and the Eagles. Do you agree with Chewy that the winner of Packers-Vikings in 2 weeks will get bumped up, should be bumped up, to the elite tier with the Eagles and Lions in the NFC? Yes, Chewy is right. No, Chewy is wrong. Go ahead and weigh in on that on our ESPN Milwaukee Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. I'm still not sold on the Vikings. And Gabe, this is what drives you crazy, right? Because you're like, Jen, what more do you need to see?
At what point, I mean, a team that's tied for the best record in the conference, and it's a realistic thing that they could end up with the number one seed. That they could end up with the best record as the best team in the NFC.
Where is that game at when they play Detroit? I think they're at home, right?
I think it is. I think you are correct. I believe the Vikings' remaining schedule is, yes, at Seahawks. No, they're on the road. So at Seahawks, home against the Packers, at Detroit.
That's a huge game.
Yeah.
Could be a huge game.
Oh, yeah. If the Packers do not beat the Vikings, there's a very good chance that that game is going to decide the division. Like the Lions, who have been in that driver's seat all year long, could drop down to a wild card team, as beat up as they are.
What would the line be? Green Bay wins by 17 against New Orleans. What would the line be?
Against the Vikings?
Yes, in Minnesota.
It's going to be pretty close to a pick 'em, I would assume.
You think so?
I think it would be.
I got to be honest, what's making me uncomfortable this morning is this, like, overt confidence that this game against the Saints is going to be an absolute blowout.
Have you seen
I'm
him?
Not concerned.
Do you know who their quarterback is? Do you see the starting quarterback that they went out there with Jake Haener? Do you see his picture?
Was he worse than Sam Howell?
Yeah, they benched him and put in Spencer Rattler.
Ew.
Yeah, this game's over. Hasn't even started and it's over.
Okay,
no.
So hold on a minute. Again, you don't like the gushing. You don't like that everybody's talking so highly about the Packers because you're afraid of what it will do for the psyche. And now you're saying they're going to go in and absolutely curb stomp the Saints?
Yeah.
Isn't there a little bit of like a...
No, coming home.
I mean, they're 14-point favorites.
Coming home, cold. New Orleans, half the players on that team have their car packed. You know? It all comes down to Minnesota. We're going to see. Josh, is Minnesota better than Seattle?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to get that. Make sure we're good there. Yeah. No, that is a huge game. That's going to tell us a lot. It's going to tell us a ton.
Can you learn anything from the Packers-Saints game coming up the next weekend?
Well, what I want to know is how are they going to lose Chef Ed when Love throws for 400 yards? Was it Chef Ed that said that?
It was.
What's the logic there?
His point is this is a running team.
Much like when Jordan Love threw for 389.
In the playoffs, they're going to have to throw for 380 or 400 yards at one point. I want to see if they can do it because the only time they did it is against a team that was up 28-0 and all they had to do was throw. So I want to see a game, even like a game like this, 380. You treat this as a glorified, this is a glorified practice. When they practice Baltimore.
Yeah.
The joint practices. This is a joint practice.
I don't like it. I am looking at the, I did go back and look at those stat sheet, the game logs, and we were talking about, you were right, it was 379 in that Vikings game where they lost. And again, we mentioned how they had a pretty low 86 yards on the ground. The only game this season that was lower than that, guys, was 82 on the ground versus the Houston Texans. Now, the Packers did eke out that victory over Houston. 24-22 is the final score in that one. But again, I don't think that going under 100 yards on the ground is a recipe the Packers want to subscribe to as the game goes on. They did go under 100 against the Lions, 99 on the ground. Obviously, that was a loss as well.
I have an interesting nugget here. If you were to guess who was the last player to throw for 400 yards in a playoff game?
Last player to throw for 400 yards in a playoff game?
Josh Allen.
It was Dak Prescott in the loss to the Green Bay Packers last year.
Which was kind of the same situation as Minnesota-Green Bay earlier this year, because Green Bay was way up and they had to throw the ball, right? And
I don't think that evidence supports your point, though.
Yeah.
If we look historically, most of the players who are cranking up these high passing number totals, most of them
are losers,
losing team.
Yeah, but did you watch the Detroit Buffalo game?
Yeah, I mean that's like a full fledged shootout.
What do you think it's going to be against Green Bay when they got to go on the road to Detroit in the playoffs? It's going to be whoever has the ball last is winning, right?
Right, but we just saw that play out, and that wasn't the result. Am I crazy?
Where's passing? So Detroit threw for 473 against Buffalo, and Buffalo threw for 36 and lost. That's what I'm saying.
I think the light bulb.
There is going to be a game.
I think we all just saw the light bulb go off in that moment.
Are they on my side or are they against me?
No, they're definitely not. The light bulb did not go off.
Can I ask you a question?
It's flickering.
No,
it's
not even.
Did you think I was gonna...
It is out. It is out.
Did you think I was going to come back 2 months later and all of a sudden be sharp as a tack? No, the answer is
that's
no.
That's on you. That is on you.
You.
He is established. That's on you.
You know what? I'm going to do something right now.
Chewy was right. Holy. Chewy was right.
We got to take a break on Jen Gabe and Chewy. Maybe we'll regroup and reset, but not likely.